For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has arrived in Beijing for her first state visit to China since taking office in February. During her four-day tour, Park will hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, as well as the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and top legislator Zheng Dejiang. Discussions will focus on bilateral ties and issues of common concern, including the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Besides Beijing, Park will also visit Xi'an, the capital city of Shanxi Province in western China. Local media is reporting four suspects involved in the killing of four Chinese nationals in Papua New Guinea earlier this week have been arrested. The four were killed in a bread shop in Port Moresby, one of whom was reportedly beheaded by the attackers. The victims, three men and one woman, were all from Shanghai. Chinese diplomats in the country are calling the murder a pure criminal case. The southwestern Pacific Ocean country, which is known for its strong growth in mining and the resource sector, faces some challenges. However, in the case of Port Moresby, it's long been plagued by violence and murder cases. The Philippines and U.S. naval forces have begun joint military exercises in the South China Sea. The current military drills, codenamed Cooperation Afloat Readiness and Training, or CARAT, is to be held near China's Hwangyang Island. The Philippine Navy says the exercise isn't related to last year's incident at Hwangyang Island, as this was finalized by both countries as early as 2010. The major objective of the exercise is to enhance the capability of both sides through practical exercises and lectures. Kevin Rudd has been sworn in as Australian Prime Minister after his victory in a ruling Labour Party ballot. This is his second time as Labour Prime Minister after he was overthrown by his then deputy Julia Gillard 3 years ago. Rudd is expected to announce his cabinet lineup in the following days. This comes after some key cabinet members quit following Gillard's loss to him by a 12-vote margin. Mongolia's incumbent president, Sakir Elbadoge, has won a second term. Elbadoge garnered slightly over 50% of the votes against his two competitors. The turnout was almost 65%. Elbadoge assumed office in 2009. He's been considered friendly towards foreign investors, and his country has kept a double-digit growth in the past 2 years under his pro-growth policies. Egypt's president is calling for the formation of an independent commission to amend the country's constitution. In a televised address, Mohamed Morsi says he wants to see all political forces and parties involved in the process. He's also calling for the formation of a commission to deal with national reconciliation. The call comes just days ahead of planned mass demonstrations against his rule. South African President Jacob Zuma has cancelled a trip to Mozambique after visiting former leader Nelson Mandela, who remains critically ill in a Pretoria hospital. The 94-year-old Mandela has been in hospital since June the 8th with a reoccurring lung infection. Reports out of South Africa are suggesting the former president is now on life support. Crowds have begun swelling outside the hospital he's residing in. China's industrial enterprises registered strong profit growth in May, offering an uptick sign for the world's second largest economy. Chinese industrial firms with annual revenues of more than 20 million yuan or 3.2 million US dollars saw profits surge 15.5% year on year to reach just over 470 billion yuan last month. The growth rate was faster than that of 9.3% recorded in April. And new data shows that total assets managed by China's National Council for Social Security Fund hit 1 trillion yuan by the end of 2012. The fund's annual earnings rate stood at a 7% last year, higher than 0.8% in 2011 and 4.2% in 2010. However, it was lower than the average annual earnings rate of 8.3% at the end of 2012. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.